from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. There's been an upset in Delaware's Republican Senate primary. As NPR's Jamie Tarabay reports, the race is another win for the Tea Party movement.
The establishment has lost another race against the Tea Party movement, with longtime Congressman Mike Castle losing to Christine O'Donnell, who had the backing of Sarah Palin. The GOP had criticized O'Donnell, saying her two previous losses against former Senator Joe Biden would ruin their chances at taking the Senate seat in November. Local Republicans said she was unqualified to hold office, but O'Donnell responded by charging that Castle was too liberal in his voting record. The win by a Tea Party-endorsed candidate follows recent wins in Alaska, Nevada, and Kentucky, and serves as more warning for the Republican Party. Mike Castle had been the longest-serving congressman in Delaware's history. He's seen as a moderate in a state that's widely considered to be moderate politically. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News.
New Hampshire's three-term Democratic governor John Lynch is the projected winner of his party's gubernatorial primary. Lynch will face former state health commissioner John Stephen in November. In the New Hampshire Senate contest, Tea Party favorite Ovid LaMontagne is leading Attorney General Kelly Ohad in the Republican race. New York Congressman Charles Rangel is fighting for his political career. Rangel is facing Adam Clayton Powell IV, the son of the man that Rangel unseated 40 years ago. The contest comes as the veteran lawmaker faces a House ethics trial. Meantime, New York Attorney General Andrew Cuomo is unopposed for the Democratic nomination for governor. He'll face either Rick Lazio or Carl Paladino in the general election. President Obama says he's pleased that Iran has freed one of three American hikers detained since last year. As NPR's Scott Horsley reports, Mr. Obama says he's hopeful that the remaining two detainees will also gain freedom.
Sarah Shord was allowed to leave Iran after $500,000 in bail was paid. Mr. Obama says he joins all Americans in celebrating her release. The Iranian government had charged Shord and two other Americans with spying, although their families insist they were innocent hikers who crossed into the country accidentally. Mr. Obama says the two remaining prisoners have committed no crime. He said he hopes Iran will show renewed compassion by ensuring their safe release. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Former President Jimmy Carter says he hopes his trip to North Korea jumpstarts talks between the two Koreas and the United States. Carter also says he's confident that a former American detainee held for 7 months in the North has been treated humanely. Carter says Ajalon Gomes was kept in his own cell and eventually his own hospital room after attempting suicide. Gomes was released to Carter's custody last month. This is NPR News. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says his department will start spending more wisely. Gates has unveiled 23 new rules in all to end cost overruns, such as comparing prices before making purchases. It's part of his plan to trim $100 billion from the defense budget over the next 5 years. Gates says the intent is to make programs more affordable from the start and also to shift resources from overhead to military readiness. Artist Barnett Honeywood, whose vibrant, colorful paintings depicted African-American life, has died. NPR's Kerry Kahn reports that Honeywood's pieces were fixtures on the set of The Cosby Show.
Barnett Honeywood used striking colors and quilt-like style to illuminate stories of black life in the U.S. and beyond. Her work was featured on The Cosby TV Show. Bill Cosby placed Honeywood's 1974 painting Birthday on the walls of the sitcom family's living room. Other TV shows picked up Honeywood's paintings, and she worked with Cosby on his animated television and book series Little Bill. Honeywood was a lifelong resident of Los Angeles, which was a theme in many paintings, including one depicting life on L.A.'s Central Avenue in the 1940s, then a West Coast counterpart to New York's Harlem. She taught art in L.A.'s Juvenile Hall and created curriculum for many multicultural art programs throughout the city. A cousin told the Associated Press that she died last Sunday after a 2-year battle with cancer. Barnett Honeywood was 59. Kerry Kahn, NPR News.
U.S. stocks ended in mixed territory today, with financial and industrial shares leading the declines. The Dow fell 17 points. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.